page 433. Then Sir Lancelot went a while, and when he was foul cumbered of his armor, his shield, and his spear, and all that longed unto him, wit thee well he was full sore annoyed, and full loath he was for to leave anything that longed unto him, for he dread sore the treason of Sir Meliagaunt. Then by fortune they came by him a chariot that came thither for to fetch wood. "Say me, carter," said Sir Lancelot, "what shall I give thee to suffer me to leap in thy chariot, that and thou bring me unto a castle within this 2 mile?" "Thou shalt not come in within my chariot," said the carter, "for I am sent for to fetch wood for my lord, Sir Meliagaunt. With him I would speak. Thou shalt not go with me," said the carter. Then Sir Lancelot leapt unto him, and gave him such a buffet that he fell to the earth stark dead. Then the other carter, his fellow, was afeard, and weened to have gone the same way, and then he cried, "Fair lord, save my life, and I shall bring you where you will." "Then I charge thee," said Sir Lancelot, "that thou drive me in this chariot even unto Sir Meliagaunt's gate." "Leap up into the chariot," said the carter, "and ye shall be there anon." So the carter drove on a great wallop, and Sir Lancelot's horse followed the chariot with more than 40 arrows, broad and rough, in him. And more than an hour and a half, Dame Guinevere was waiting in a bay window with her ladies, and espied an armed knight standing in a chariot. "See, madam," said a lady, "where rideth in a chariot a goodly armed knight? I suppose he rideth unto hanging." "Where?" said the queen. Then she espied by his shield that he was there himself, Sir Lancelot du Lake, and then she was ware when came his horse ever after that chariot, and ever he trod his guts and his paunch under his feet. Page 434. "Alas," said the queen, "now I see well and prove that well is him that hath a trusty friend." "Aha, most noble knight," said Queen Guinevere, "I see well thou art hard bestad when thou ridest in a chariot." Then she rebuked that lady that likened Sir Lancelot to ride in a chariot for hanging. "It was foul-mouthed," said the queen, "and evil likened for her so for to liken the most noble knight of the world unto such a shameful death." "O Jesu, defend him and keep him," said the queen, "from all mischievous end." By this was Sir Lancelot coming to the gates of the castle, and there he descended down and cried that all the castle rang of it, "Where art thou, false traitor, Sir Meliagaunt, and knight of the round, of the Table Round? Now come forth here, thou traitor knight, thou and thy fellowship with thee, for here I am, Sir Lancelot du Lake, that shall fight with you." And therewithal he bare the gate wide open upon the porter, and smite him under the ear with his gauntlet, that his neck brast in sunder. Chapter 5. How Sir Meliagaunt required forgiveness of the queen, and how she appeased Sir Lancelot, and other matters. When Sir Meliagaunt heard that Sir Lancelot was there, he ran unto Queen Guinevere, and fell upon his knee, and said, "Mercy, madam, now I put me wholly into your grace." "What aileth you now?" said Queen Guinevere. "Forsooth, I might well wit some good knight would revenge me, though my good lord Arthur wist not of this your work." "Madam," said Sir Meliagaunt, "all this that is amiss on my part shall be amended right, as you yourself will devise, and wholly I put me in your grace." "What would ye that I did?" said the queen. Page 435. "I would no more," said Sir Meliagaunt, "but that ye would take all into your own hands, and that ye will rule my lord Sir Lancelot, and such cheer as be made him in this poor castle ye and he shall have until to morn, and then may ye and all return to Westminster, and my body and all that I have shall be put in your rule." "Ye say well," said the queen, "and better is peace than ever war, and the less noise the more is my worship." Then the queen and her ladies went down unto the knight Sir Lancelot, that stood wroth out of measure in the inner court to abide battle, as ever he bade, "Thou traitor knight, come forth!" Then the queen came to him and said, "Sir Lancelot, why be ye so moved?" "Ha, madam," said Sir Lancelot, "why ask ye me that question? Meseemeth," said Sir Lancelot, "ye ought to be more wroth than I am, for ye have the hurt and the dishonour, for which ye will, madam, my hurt is but a little for the killing of a mare's son, but the despite grieveth me much more than all my hurt." "Truly," said the queen, "ye say truth, but heartily I thank you," said the queen, "but ye must come in with me peaceable. For all things put in my hand, and all that is evil shall be for the best, for the knight full sore repenteth him of the misadventure that is befallen him." "Madam," said Sir Lancelot, "sith it is so that ye be accorded with him, as for me I may not be against it. How be it, Sir Meliagaunt hath done full shamefully to me, and cowardly." "Ah, madam," said Sir Lancelot, "and I had wished ye would have been so soon accorded with him, I would not have made such haste unto you." "Why say ye so?" said the queen. "Do ye forethink yourself of your good deeds?" "Wit you well," said the queen, "I accorded never unto him for favour nor love that I had unto him, but for to lay down every shameful noise." "Madam," said Sir Lancelot, "ye understand full well I was never willing nor glad of shameful slander nor noise, and there is neither king, queen, nay knight that beareth the life, except my lord King Arthur and you, madam, should let me, but I should make Sir Meliagaunt's heart full cold, or ever I departed from hence." Page 436. "That wot I well," said the queen, "but what will ye more? Ye shall have all things ruled as ye list to have it." "Madam," said Sir Lancelot, "so ye be pleased, I care not. For my part, ye shall soon please." Right so the queen took Sir Lancelot by the bare hand, for he had put off his gauntlet, and so she went with him until her chamber, and then she commanded him to be unarmed. And then Sir Lancelot asked where the 10 knights that were wounded sore. So she showed them unto Sir Lancelot, and there they made great joy of the coming of him, and Sir Lancelot made great dole of their hurts and bewailed them greatly. And there Sir Lancelot told them how cowardly and traitorly Meliagaunt had set archers to slay his horse, and how he was fain to put himself in a chariot. Thus they complained every each to other, and in full fain they would have been revenged, but they pieced themselves because of the queen. Then, as the French book saith, Sir Lancelot was called many a day after Le Chevalier du Chariot, and did many deeds and great adventures he had. And so leave we of this tale Le Chevalier du Chariot, and we turn to this tale. So Sir Lancelot had great cheer with the queen, and Sir Lancelot made a promise with the queen that the same night Sir Lancelot should come to a window outward toward a garden, and that window was barred with iron, and there Sir Lancelot promised to meet her when all folks were asleep. So when Sir Lavaine, driving to the gates, crying, "Where is my lord Sir Lancelot du Lake?" then he was sent for, and when Sir Lavaine saw Sir Lancelot, he said, "My lord, I found well how ye were hard bestad, for I have found your horse that was slain with arrows." "As for that," said Sir Lancelot, "I pray you, Sir Lavaine, speak ye of other matters, and let this pass, and we shall write it another time when we best may." Page 437. Chapter 6. How Sir Lancelot came in the night to the queen and lay with her, and how Sir Meliagaunt perched the queen of treason. Then the knights that were hurt were searched, and soft salves were laid to their wounds, and so it passed on until supper time, and all the cheer that might be made them there was done unto the queen and all her knights. And when season was, they went into their chambers, but in no wise the queen would not suffer the wounded knights to be from her, but that they were laid within draughts
adjoining rooms
by her chamber, upon beds and pillows, that she might see to them, so that they wanted nothing. So when Sir Lancelot was in his chamber that was assigned unto him, he called unto him Sir Lavaine, and told him that that night he must go speak with his lady named Guinevere. "Sir," said Sir Lavaine, Let me go with you, and it please you, for I dread me sore of the treason of Sir Meliagaunt. Nay, said Sir Lancelot, I thank you, but I will have nobody with me. Then Sir Lancelot took his sword in his hand, and privily went to a place where he had espied a ladder to forehand, and that he took under his arm and bare it through the garden and set it up to the window, and there anon the queen was ready to meet him. And then they made either to other their complaints of many diverse things, and then Sir Lancelot wished that he might have come in to her. Wit ye well, said the queen, I would as fain as ye that ye might come in to me. Would ye, madam, said Sir Lancelot, with your heart that I were with you? Yea, truly, said the queen. Page 438. Now I prove my might, said Sir Lancelot, for your love. And then he set his hands upon the bars of iron, and he pulled at them with such a might that he brassed them clean out of the stone walls, and therewithal one of the bars of iron cut the brawn of his hands throughout to the bone, and then he leapt into the chamber to the queen. Make ye no noise, said the queen, for my wounded knights lie here fast beside me. And so, to pass upon this tale, Sir Lancelot went unto bed with the queen, and he took no force of his hurt hand, but took his pleasance and his liking until it was the dawning of the day. And wit ye well, he slept not, but watched, and when he saw his time that he might tarry no longer, he took his leave and departed at the window, and put it together as well as he might again, and so departed unto his own chamber, and there he told Sir Lavaine how he was hurt. Then Sir Lavaine dressed his hand and staunched it, and put upon it a glove that it might not be espied, and so the queen lay long in her bed until it was 9 o'clock. Then Sir Meliagaunt went to the queen's chamber and found her ladies there already dressed. Jesu mercy, said Sir Meliagaunt, what aileth you, madam, that you slept thus long? And right therewithal he opened the curtain for to behold her, and then was he ware where she lay, and all the sheet and pillow was bebled with the blood of Sir Lancelot and of his hurt hand. When Sir Meliagaunt espied that blood, then he deemed in her that she was false to the king, and that some of the wounded knights had laid by her all that night. Ah, madam, said Sir Meliagaunt, now I have found in you a false traitress to my lord Arthur, and now I prove well it was not for naught that ye laid these wounded knights within the bounds of your chamber. Therefore I call you of treason before my lord King Arthur. And now I have proved you, madam, with a shameful deed, and that they be all false, or some of them, I will make good, for a wounded knight this night hath laid by you. Page 439. This is false, said the queen, and that I will report me unto them all. Then when the 10 knights heard Sir Meliagaunt's words, they all spoke in one voice, and said to Sir Meliagaunt, thou sayest falsely and wrongfully puttest upon us such a deed, and that we will make good any of us. Choose which thou list of us when we are whole of our wounds. Ye shall not, said Sir Meliagaunt. Away with your proud language, for here ye may all see, said Sir Meliagaunt, that by the queen this knight a wounded knight hath laid. Then were they all ashamed when they saw that blood, in which you well Sir Meliagaunt was passing glad he had the queen at such an advantage, for he had deemed by that to hide his treason. So with this rumour came in Sir Lancelot, and found them all at a great array. Chapter 7. How Sir Lancelot answered for the queen, and waged battle against Sir Meliagaunt, and how Sir Lancelot was taken in a trap. What array is this? Said Sir Lancelot. Then Sir Meliagaunt told him what he had found, and showed him the queen's bed. Truly, said Sir Lancelot, ye did not your part nor knightly to touch a queen's bed while it was drawn, and she lying therein, for I dare say my lord Arthur himself would not have displayed her curtains, she being within her bed, unless that it had pleased him to have lain down by her. Therefore ye have done unworshipfully and shamefully to yourself. I wot not what ye mean, said Sir Meliagaunt, but well I am sure there hath one of her wounded knights lain by her this night, and therefore I will prove with my hands that she is a traitress unto my lord Arthur.